The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot today. You just heard Big Time, the first cut on the Howlin' Brothers album Howl, that's been howling all around the country this year. An amazing and original group out of Nashville now, though none of them are from Nashville originally. They're coming to the Art Center in Carrboro on August 20th, and we have with us Mr. Ian Kraft, who plays fiddle and banjo and sings with this amazing acoustic trio. Welcome to the Art Spot, Ian.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, the folks just heard a little bit of the Howlin' Brothers sound. I heard y'all up at Folk Alliance in Toronto, where you were taking folks by storm with your high-energy acoustic music show. How do you describe what the three of you do?
Well, I guess it's a string band, and we're just heavily influenced by a lot of things, like, old time and blues, country blues, and, even like Dixieland sound, and we're just inspired by a whole lot of different musics, and we do it through the medium of a string band, so I guess we're not as traditional as a lot of others, but we're also not as far out as, some others. I think we're just a pretty American, a drawn from American influence type of band.
Indeed. That is certainly as good as I can do. I think I one time babbled something like, well, they sort of resemble the Avett Brothers, but they're a lot more traditional in a not real traditional way.
Yeah, I like that. That's cool.
Well, your band is definitely cool, and what a great sound. This, from my seat, has looked like a very exciting year for y'all.
Yeah, it's been awesome. We just got back from the Winnipeg Folk Fest, and we landed that through the Folk Alliance, where we saw you, and it's been an amazing year. We've been to California twice already and into Canada twice. It's been great.
Yeah, Chris at Freyer at Winnipeg definitely had an influence on me because he came back from one of your showcases, Raven, and I have a great deal of respect for Chris's program. And so when somebody like that speaks, a lot of the rest of us listen.
That's awesome. He's a good guy, Chris. I got to chat with him a few times.
Yeah, he's a fun guy. I really enjoy hanging out with him at Folk Alliance. So how did the three of you come to meet? I mean, it's a search for any musician to find others whom you don't have to explain everything you're thinking about and trying to do, who get it and fall in with you. But y'all come from different places, but you found each other.
Yeah, I think we were all, we were all studying different kinds of music in school, and I think we all just got drawn to acoustic music and how powerful acoustic music was, and so we all just started picking more mandolins and guitars, and then eventually banjos and fiddles, and I guess we never really had to explain ourselves to each other. You're right, I never thought of it that way. We definitely are on the same things thrill us, you know, the same kind of Doc Watson type, you know, John Hartford, like all the same kind of music, just really gets us going. So yeah, it's really easy to play with these guys. It's just like, we each have a thought and the other person answers the thought. You know, it's as easy as that. We don't have to speak. It's a beautiful thing, you know.
That's back what I was going to say. It's a beautiful thing when you can find that kind of conversation, because a band is a conversation in a way. When you can finish each other's sentences, then you really do have a killer band.
Yeah, awesome. I love that.
Yeah, so the Howlin' Brothers will be at the Art Center on August 20th. You can get more information at artcenterlive.org or by calling the box office at 919-929-2787. And we are going to be back on the Art Spot with Ian Kraft from the Howlin' Brothers right after these important announcements. All right, we are back on the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelburra.com, visiting with Ian Kraft, who sings, plays fiddle, and some banjo with the amazing young string band, the Howlin' Brothers, who are coming to the Art Center on August 20th for a killer, exciting, high-energy, original and traditional show that speaks to all sorts of kinds of American folk music mixed up together in this wonderful string band. How did y'all come to know Warren Haynes?
Warren, that actually was just a kind of a chance situation. Brandon Benson, who is the one who produced us for Hal, signed us to his label Ready Made Records, had a writing date with Warren. And we were in the studio cutting Howl, and so he called him up and said, "Hey, Warren, you know, if you feel like, you want to come over and write with the Howlin' Brothers instead of me?" And so he, sure enough, he came over, brought his guitars in, and just hung out all day with us. It was an awesome experience. He helped us co-write big time, and he was just a great guy, man. I cooked some shish kebab, chicken and steak shish kebabs. We had an awesome time. He just hung out all day. It was just like another brother or something.
That is very cool, and that seems like the impression I have of Warren Haynes as well. Glad to hear it confirmed.
Yeah.
So how many albums does Howl make for y'all?
This would be number four, but it's our first signed released. All the others have been just us independently releasing.
So with that that many albums out, y'all have been playing together for a long time. It's like so many overnight successes. Y'all have been working hard for a number of years to have that overnight success.
Yeah, we sure have. We put in thousands of hours playing.
So how did y'all first meet each other?
Well, actually, me and Jared met first. Jared plays the guitar and harmonica and dances. He was a recording major in school, and I was a percussionist. And I had a steel drum band called Penigma. And we were recording our steel drum demo. I played the lead pan. I played the melody. And Jared recorded us, and then we just became buddies. And we had both just kind of fallen into that Oh Brother, Where Art Thou movie and just were blown away with how cool the bluegrass was, because neither of us really had a heavy bluegrass influence in our background. And so we just kind of fell into it, started hanging around the campfires playing, and then we met Ben, who plays bass with us. He was also a recording major and guitar major, as Jared was, so we all hung around and started learning traditional tunes and just started picking all the time and just got overwhelmed by it and just decided that that's what we had to do. You know, we stopped doing everything else we were doing and just dove in.
Far out. And what was that, like 8 years ago?
Yeah. Yep.
Very good. That's what this acoustic music, string band music will do to you. It'll take over your whole life, and you just don't much want to mess with anything else because everything else is just no part of nothing.
That's right.
Yeah. What did you do with Howl, besides it being on Ready Made Records, besides it being on a label, that you feel was different from your earlier work?
I think the major thing is having Brendan produce it. He's an amazing producer. He's just got such a good ear. And it was just real neat having a set of ears, you know? Because a lot of times on our past records, you know, we would record and then go and listen. And you know, we never had a huge budget. It was always just the money we could get together. And so, you know, you weren't able to spend the luxury of time. And just having a little more time and having a set of ears like Brendan's that are amazing. He's got such musical good ears. He just he helped us to always get the best performance, even if it took a long time. He just wouldn't settle until it was the amazing like that. He just wouldn't let us stop until it was the one, you know. And
yeah.
I think that's the biggest difference. You know, we really, really got encouraged by Brendan, and just, you know, he did such an awesome job producing it. I think it took it to another level that we hadn't been to yet, which is so awesome. It's a blessing.
Yes, and at that next level from the album Howl, we'll hear the Howlin' Brothers do John Hartford's Julia Bell Swain.
Mighty fine boat, got a mighty fine captain too. Got a big red wheel to go around and around, and a bunch of old hippies will crew. I can't stay here, I gotta get away. I'm chattin' to Tennessee bound. Gonna grab my banjo, put it on my back when the Julia Bell comes around. When the Julia Bell comes around. Peoria, know that summer's here, way up on the Illinois River, it's the very best time of the year. Them steamboat days, July, like a hazy, lazy dream, wanna set my foot on Main Street when the Julia Bell raises steam, when the Julia Bell raises steam. You know me, I gotta get away. I'm Chattanooga, Tennessee bound. I'll grab my banjo, put it on my back when the Julia Bell comes around. When the Julia Bell comes around. inside of a cow. Nothing like crooked old river gonna straighten your head right out. I love my love, she's as pretty as can be, and I love to take her down. And on them pretty girl, I'll take a ride when the Julie Bell comes around. When the Julie Bell comes around.
Welcome back to the Art Spot on WCHL. At the end of the last segment, we heard the Howlin' Brothers do Julia Bell Swain, a John Hartford classic from their fabulous 2013 album, Howl. The Howlin' Brothers will be at the Art Center on August 20th, and you can get more information about that show or anything else going on at the Art Center at artcenterlive.org or by calling 919-929-2787. The August 20th appearance of the Howlin' Brothers at the Art Center is an 8 o'clock show with doors opening at 7. We have with us today Ian Kraft, singer, fiddler, banjo player, lover of string band music, with us. It's been a lot of fun talking to you today, Ian.
Same here. I really appreciate the call.
Yeah, have y'all played here around Chapel Hill, Carver, or Raleigh much?
No, not too much. We were in Raleigh not too long ago. I forget the name of the club. It was like kind of a rock and roll bar.
Berkeley, maybe?
I don't know if it was that. You walk in and the stage folds down over where the front door is.
Yeah.
I forget what it was called, but it was fun. It was a really awesome crowd out there in Raleigh.
Well, we look forward to bringing you an awesome crowd here in Carver, too. It's as Chapel Hill and Carver is where the string band revival really started back in the late 1960s and early 1970s. So we dearly love our string band music over here, new, old, and in the middle. And the Howlin' Brothers certainly defined what's happening in string band music today, where a whole new generation, Ian Kraft's generation, is taking the string band music and taking the tradition and reshaping it for this 21st century. And Howlin' Brothers are at the forefront of that movement. So this will be a fun show, a high-energy show, but also an important show because the music doesn't get passed down from one generation to another and that generation take ownership of it and make it their own. Either the music dies or it becomes a museum piece. What the Howlin' Brothers are doing is real, live, living music that changes, grows, and evolves and extends the tradition. So we're really proud for y'all, Ian.
Well, thank you so much. That's some really kind words there.
Well, every word a true. So before we close here, what's been the highlight of this year for the Howlin' Brothers?
To me, the Winnipeg Folk Fest was my highlight so far. It just blew me away. It was amazing. There's about seven stages, and there's always at least a couple hundred people very attentive watching, and yeah, it was amazing. We got to open for Dr. John up there and play in front of a crowd of about 20,000 people, a quick little, 20-minute set. But, man, that's exciting. That's exciting to play that type of show. And just we're just super excited about, bringing more music to people all around the country.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Ian Kraft. And the excitement is coming to the Art Center on August 20th with the Howlin' Brothers. ArtCenterLive.org, 919-929-2787. That's it for this week's Art Spot on WCHL.